And hello, everyone, and welcome to Birdies and Beer, the unique lifestyle podcast featuring all things golf and craft beer. Recording from the Business Radio X studio outside Atlanta, here is Tim Stoltz.
Thank you, Mike. That was Mike Salmon of Business Radio X. I am joined in studio by my Birdies and Beer partner, Jason Grady.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Jason. It's like the Brady Bunch.
It is.
No, it was that
the
was Waltons. The Waltons. Good night.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Tim. Good night, Jason.
So this is actually a kind of a pop-up bonus episode. I want to thank so many people for listening to the first couple of episodes of Birdies and Beer and providing some terrific feedback. One of the most consistent strains throughout all of the feedback was, well, we need to know more about you and more about Jason and who is this Mike guy and what is Birdies and Beer. So this is an introductory podcast that probably should have happened before any of the others, but that's okay. We're going to talk a little bit about the evolution of this endeavor.
It's kind of like the Star Wars trilogy. You kind of had
that's
your
right.
three shows.
This is a prequel. Yes,
yes. And now you're going back
prequel.
And doing your prequel.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I have been a golfer since my mid-teens. I got into the golf business when I first moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and we're not even going to talk about how long ago that was. And over the course of that time, I became, by choice, a little better player. I was selling golf equipment and felt that I needed to be a better player to have people's trust and be able to sell equipment effectively. So I became a pretty solid player. I played in the Georgia Public Links three times. I qualified for the State Am once. I qualified for the Mid-Am a couple of times. Spent just a brief few glorious months as a plus handicap, although I lost my ass during that time, money-wise. So have always been a golfer and interested in golf and interested in sports. And most of my professional life has been in sales, and in doing sales, you end up at a lot of networking events. And in December, I believe, of 2012, I was at a networking event and noticed, well, and just to let you know, my whole goal at networking events is to talk to as few people as possible. I know a lot of salespeople have just the opposite approach, where they're trying to hand out as many business cards as they can. My goal is to talk to one or two people and to go as long as I can during the event without telling anybody what I do. So I saw a gentleman at the bar who was wearing a Golf Club of Georgia wind shirt, and I introduced myself, and it was the illustrious Jason Grady.
Well, there you have it.
And Jason and I became fast friends, started playing a lot of golf together. And over the course of a few years, started talking about other things. And one of the things that I found out Jason was doing was a website called Birdies and Beer. And I'll let you take it from there for a little bit.
Great. Thanks, Tim. And he lost his ass to me as well.
But yes.
He did give me a few strokes. Few aside. Well, my history is this. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I am from Milwaukee originally, lived in Atlanta in the 1990s during the Olympics and had a big push during that stint. Fell in love with the town, but went back to Milwaukee to start a business and had that for about 10 years. Learned how to market that business online through internet marketing. You know, did a lot of direct marketing and so forth, but realized that there was so much more reach through internet marketing. So sold that business in 2010 and decided to move back to Atlanta. And just wanted to really golf and kind of screw off for a while. And that's when I decided to go out and meet some new people. And that's where I met Tim at that networking event. Basically, from there, decided that I didn't want to get back into a business with bricks and mortar necessarily, but internet marketing is where it was at. Golf was my passion. I'm never was a plus handicap or even sniffed at it, but we still had fun regardless. And got Birdies and Beer going, and this is the next stage of that with the podcast and so forth, and looking forward to, you know, what we can do with it. Birdies and Beer as a vision is pretty much three aspects: a lifestyle company, you know, social aspect of the business, getting involved, getting plugged in with your friends, and finding out where the events are, where the golf tournaments, where the functions like the first tee and so forth are being around, you know, in the local area. It's a way to connect with your local golf group, getting tee times together and plugging into, you know, other sources that are already out there, getting wagers together, getting outings together, so forth. And then the third is a unique place for products and services. As we had a guest on earlier, Robbie, with Southern Simulators, we're looking for the best of the best and things that people might not know about that aren't very internet savvy, but they need to know about it. So that's what we're out there to do. We're out there to promote the best services and products out there. And, you know, we think that this podcast can definitely contribute to that. So we certainly appreciate your foresight with that, Tim.
Well, it's just a piece of the puzzle. And to your point, one of the things we want to do is connect people. And two of our passions are golf and beer. And the craft beer industry, especially in Atlanta, has blown up. And we feel like there's a lot of interesting people to talk to in that industry. And there are a myriad of people to talk to in the golf industry. And some that, you know, you'd never think about being interesting. But there are different aspects of the game that that we're looking forward to talking to people and bringing people together in a unique way. Happy to be here. Love doing it. It's a lot of fun. The other most prevalent piece of information I got during the feedback was, who is that guy with the silky smooth voice, Mike Salmon? And Mike is with Business Radio X. And Mike, tell us a little bit about you and your background and how why we're involved.
Well, thank you for having me here. It's good to be here. I'm on the radio.
Mics are hot.
I don't, let's see, you connected with me somehow, found out about Business Radio X, asked some questions. We gave you answers. Apparently they were good answers. And here you are, because we're a platform for podcasting. And we have businesses that podcast. And you found a place, I guess, where you can come and you come in and do your show. You don't have to worry about the production or anything, technical side of it. And you got a little bit of a built-in listener base already because of Business Radio X and the platform that we already have, 25 million downloads of shows in the last quarter alone. And a lot of these people that do business probably are golfers as well, because, as you know, a lot of business gets done on the golf course.
You bet.
So next thing you know, you said we'd like to do a podcast, Birdies and Beer. We have the place for you to do it, and here we are. I've been doing Business Radio X for 5 years. Have the Gwinnett studio. We've had this North Fulton studio for about 2 years now. Before that, I was a sports guy, broadcaster, TV, radio, all that kind of good stuff. You know, covered the Braves, covered the Falcons, been in Atlanta off and on. And so I've had the luxury of doing that. But this has been so much fun going into the business world, because, you know, you talk to sports people all the time and athletes, and sometimes it's like it's a pain. You're a pain in their rear. They, you know, they're pampered and all that stuff. They don't want to talk to you. But I'll tell you what, we've talked to 1,000 business leaders in the last 5 years on Business Radio X, just myself, and every single one has been wonderful. They love the platform. They're like, thank you for giving us the time to share our story. Because, as you know, traditional media does not, unless your place burns down or there's a scandal, you're not going to get in the newspaper, you're not going to get on TV, you're not going on the radio. You don't have a place to share your story, and we have that platform here. So this has been a lot of fun, and in the early going with your show, it's been a fun show.
One
of my favorite shows already, but a lot of fun to listen to and a lot of fun to produce.
Jason, give Mike some money.
That's excellent. And full disclosure here, I have a face for TV, but we have a budget for radio right now. So I'm glad we have Tim and Mike here to pick up my slack.
You are a very handsome man. There's no doubt about it. We are excited about the show. We're excited about the people that are listening and the people that we have coming up as guests. We've gotten great response. And as I said, just tremendous feedback, and appreciate all of the feedback that we've gotten to this point.
If you enjoy beer, if you enjoy golf, one or the other, or both, it's a fun program to listen to. I'm not a golfer, but I've learned a lot just listening to the show, and so I highly recommend it. And the cool thing about the podcast is you can listen anytime it's convenient for you. So, you know, you got the Birdies and Beer website. You can go to businessradiox.com and just search for Birdies or even beer. It'll pop up, and there you have it.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Cheers, everyone.
Yes, cheers. And we will see you next time with some more guests. Till then, hit them straight.